neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The responsibility of listening to Megillah from beginning to the end is obligation on night of Purim and day of Purim. That means twice, as Gemara explains, that the Pasur is brought in Mizmor 22 that is related to Purim. You know Mizmor 22? Tehillim. Mizmor says that Elokai yirva yomam velo ta'ane velayla velo dumia li. So this is from the word of Esther HaMelkah, that I call on you at night and you don't answer. Velayla, also night, velo dumia li. So Gemal learns from here that day and night is obligation to listen to Megillah. So after Ta'anit, we have to listen to Megillah and also in the morning. And if one misses listening to Megillah at night, he cannot make up for it the next day. So the mitzvah of the night cannot be made up during the day. And the mitzvah is from sunrise to sundown, to listen to Megillah on the day of Purim. So now if one, Chas v'Shalom, was not feeling well, or did not know the halakha, or he just arrived from his trip, that he shouldn't have. So now he has a very short time before sundown. So now if he remembered or he was on his feet right before sundown, so he's permitted to read the Megillah right after sundown without saying Beracha. It's called Ben Hashemashot. Gorgo Mishi, the 13 and a half minutes after sundown. Or if he has a little bit more time, let's say like 10, 15 minutes before sundown, and you happen to know somebody that could read the Megillah very fast. So then, if he's able to finish most of the Megillah in that time, and he will start before sundown, so he's permitted to say the Bracha. But after Ben Hashem Mashot, then he has lost observing the mitzvah. So the mitzvah can only be observed from sundown, sunrise to sundown. And the extra timing that is given is Ben Hashem Mashot. If he starts at that time, he's not permitted to say Beracha. But before it, if he is able to finish the Megillah, then he can say the Beracha.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.